We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, chatting today with Kevin Ingram, president of Manhattan Christian College. He joins us via Zoom, and I like Zoom. Zoom works really well because it almost sounds like you're here with me in studio, and a little bit. It's close to that. Steven's going, sort of.
I think it works pretty well. I do get weary on the days where I have numerous Zoom meetings. And I try to sit in a different location in my office just to change up the pace, you know. But it's unique.
I've had people calling in, you know, from Zooming from their home, some in their car. I've had one guy who likes to go sit on his car just because he's got a new baby at home, so it's a little quieter there. But it's definitely unique. I always like the different backgrounds people have too when they're on the video. Let's talk about some events coming up here at Manhattan Christian College. It's always nice to highlight some of those, and we're starting to see some events coming back, at least a little bit in person.
Right. Yeah. We've had for many, many years our leadership breakfast, which is, you know, it's our 18th annual free leadership breakfast that we do for local business leaders and church leaders, just local leaders, period. And this year, you know, we've been debating for months, were we going to have it in person? Were we not going to be able to? And as the guidelines have come out and as we have made preparations for our campus, we are going to be holding that event in person. And again, the activity center that we dedicated just a little over 3 years ago, my Facebook page just popped up with a lot of those pictures. It has really been a great space for us because it does allow us to have an event in there and still be socially distanced. And for example, back in August, we did have our commencement ceremony, and we were able to have, you know, the graduates were very limited to how many people they could have in the room, and, you know, the process of the day, and it was weird. We all wore masks for the entire graduation ceremony, so that made it very unique, but it worked out very well. And so our leadership breakfast is coming up on Thursday, September 24th. We always have it that third or fourth Thursday in the month of September. And that's going to be the same Thursday, September 24th, 7:30 in the morning till about 8:30 in the morning. And we will be in person for those who are comfortable coming to be in person. And, you know, as we've committed and I've already shared, we've done a lot of preparations to mitigate the risk of the virus while still being able to have some of these events and some of these gatherings, because an event like this in Manhattan, I know when I attend one of them, you know, one of the reasons I go is not only for the speaker, but I also go for the connecting that you can do with people while you're there. And so, you know, it will be different, but we encourage people, if they would feel comfortable, to still come. We will also still be streaming that online so people can just stay where they are and watch it as well. But we're excited. This year, Tony English, who's with Frontier Farm Credit and even worked here at their location in Manhattan for a number of years, now works with them up in Omaha. I've known Tony for a number of years, and we've played golf together and just spent some time together. And he is just a great man. And I really appreciate his willingness to come down and share with us. You know, we obviously offered him the opportunity to not come in person, but, you know, he still at this point is going to be able to be here and be in person. And the theme of the day is based on, you know, one of the books, The Speed of Trust. And so he's going to be talking about leadership at the speed of trust. And each year when we connect with a speaker, we always ask them for a topic, and, you know, several of them go, well, I'll have to think about that a little bit. But Tony immediately talked about the importance of trust in an organization. And it's really the critical component in every transaction and in every relationship that we have in life. And it helps us get more done, helps us be able to move forward. And Tony's going to be talking about how trust, the importance of it, but how it can also improve our personal and professional success, personal and professional relationships. And it's a free breakfast and includes that opportunity to connect with others. You know, the only thing is that we ask that you let us know that you're coming so we can prepare for, you know, the food and everything and the seating, because we will have, obviously, we're going to be much more spread out than we have been before in the past. But I think so far we've got about 85 or 90 who have agreed to be a part of the morning and come. So you can go online. Again, I gave the webpage earlier, mccks.edu under events, or you can call the school, 785-539-3571, and let us know that you're coming, or Jenna Wilson, and her email is jenna.wilson@mccks.edu. That's Jenna, J-E-N-N-A, dot Wilson at mccks.edu. And so, again, we'd love to have people come. We're going to do everything that we can to be prepared and make sure we're all distanced. And I guess if we have a great response, there could be a level where we would say, that shuts us down. We can't have any more people than that. So if you want to come, make sure that you let us know. But, you know, also we'll say now, when you come, you have to enter the south door of our activity center instead of the north, and then you'll exit out the north. And that's just some of the way that we're controlling traffic in and out of the facility. So we look forward to having everybody here that day.
All right. And just maybe a little disclaimer, for any types of events like this, you probably had to apply for the health department hold this.
Totally. For all of our events, April, my assistant, went through all of our events, and she's really our key point of contact for filling out those approvals and to get the permit to meet. And on all of this, we have applied and received approval, and appreciate again the work that she's done, but also to help us be in compliance with everything going on.
All right. Aside from that, there's also a free Bible class coming up.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a number of years, and it's just gone really, really well. And last spring, obviously, it was going to be during the month of April. We had to move that totally online. And so looking at the fall, this is one event that we've just decided to keep online, because we would normally have about 60 to 70 to 80 people in the room attending that class when we were in person. And last year when we went online, we jumped up to where there were probably between 160 and 180 who would participate in that class online. And we've heard from so many different states and even people in other countries, because not only do we stream it live, we also have it there that people can watch later. And I think it was from the Philippines, is one country, if I remember correctly, where somebody caught the class later and really enjoyed it. And so moving forward, instead of trying to apply for approval for this, because when we do have an event, it does disrupt, you know, some of our athletic practices, and we want to limit that as much as we can. This will totally be streamed on Facebook Live, and we encourage people to be a part of it. And it starts, it's Monday evenings from September 28th through October 26th. And it runs from 6:30 at night, from 6 at night till 8:30, from 6 to 8:30. And it's a great opportunity for people to take a class that in a condensed form that they could possibly take at MCC. And this fall, the class is going to be on Christian theology, and it's going to be part one. And Chris Pauls, one of our professors, is going to be teaching it. And then in the spring, we will have Dave Henry, Dr. Henry, back to teach part two. And so that will be coming back up in March and April. And so I'll promote that when we get closer to it. But we would love to have people take part of, you know, this class. And it's going to be flexible because they can be live or they can view the recording at any time. And we have some of our staff who watch, you know, the streaming and the questions. And if people have a question, they can ask questions in real time. And the faculty member will obviously respond to that. And to get more information, again, then go to our webpage, click on the events, and then the fall free Bible class. And it's easy to participate. There may be some thinking, I don't have a Facebook account. They can still join in with or without a Facebook account and just learn more about the Bible and how it applies to their daily life. And, you know, if they have questions, they can contact Jolene Roop here at MCC in our office. And her email is the initial J Roop, R-U-P-E, J-R-U-P-E at mccks.edu. And we would love to have people join us because it's a great opportunity. We have some great faculty, and I know people would appreciate that.
All right. And I've got just about a minute and a half here. Kevin, I want you to quickly run down. You have a career fair coming up as well.
Yeah, we have a career fair coming up Tuesday, October 6th from 9 to 2. And we would love to have organizations, churches, nonprofits who might be looking for, you know, for workers or even just for interns or whatever. This is a good one for all of our under and upperclassmen because some come looking for full-time jobs after school is out. And it's our sixth annual, and they can come that day, Tuesday, October 6th, 9 to 2. We do charge $25 for a booth, but that includes the booth space, table, breakfast, and lunch for two. And they can look on our event tab under Career Fair and get more information, but we'd love to have them join us. You know, we'll have guests screened and everything before they come in for entry just to make sure that everybody's safe and healthy.
All right. That sounds good. Well, Kevin, we appreciate you joining us here this morning, and I'm glad everything seems to be going pretty well as far as a reopening, and hopefully that will stay the same here going forward.
Thank you. I wish you guys well. Hope everybody stays safe and healthy, and appreciate appreciate the opportunity to be on the air. Have a great day.
All right, you too. That is Kevin Ingram, Manhattan Christian College, and joins us here, as he does every couple months, on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Thank you also to Kristen Brighton and Eric Reed from USD 383 joining us earlier in the show. They've got a school board meeting tonight at 6:30, and it sounds like it's going to be a one you definitely want to tune into. They have those meetings streamed on their YouTube channel for USD 383. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, by the way, we've got Jason Smith from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. He'll join us for most of the show. Pat Collins, outgoing Riley County Emergency Management Coordinator and Fire Chief for Riley County, is going to be joining us for the final segment.
Up next is Clark Howard, then Rush Limbaugh, then Dan Patrick, and The Game from 4 to 6. Good morning, now 10 a.m. at KMAN.